Hey, Brunswick. This is Craig Skeffington. I'm the band director at South Portland High School and a writer for Alfred Chose Barnhouse and somebody else, Kendor. So happy to be here to hear you guys. I've heard you guys over the years. Always a great program. All right, kids, you look sharp. That tunny up there, looking forward to this. A little bit of Terry White to start the night here. Yeah, drummer swings. I love the tune. I'm watching the mallet technique. I'm getting the harmony. So I get two things. The bass line I can hear barely. Make sure that you're playing to the last row of the hall, not the front row by the stage. Okay, so we need more volume. And vibes, be careful that you're striking like over the center of the bar and not on the strings. It's a little clanky. Ba-ba-doo-dum. Ah, a little A-Train quote. Saxes, that's a nice, polite sound right there. I need a little bit more anger in your playing. You get a step to the front. Yeah, that's good clarity, though. Saxes, I had access to hear your line. The trumpets were clean. Yeah, and bass player, I don't mind that you just, if you pedal on root, but that's okay, because it defines the harmony, and your time's good, but you have to dig into the string harder and play louder. Yeah. So trombones, that's speaking out here better than it was. So, but as I look, if I took a picture and then came back and showed you that picture, I can barely see a bell in that section of seven or eight kids. So you got to angle your stand sideways that we have a bell I can see as a sound I can hear. Oh, I like the crescendo. Oh, but they crescendoed into your bridge there, Saxes, and you kind of dropped that a little bit. Play up to that crescendo. So let's work backwards on that last note. The chord. Put an arrow over that chord that like points right to the very, very end. You got to be able to finish that. It sounded like as big as you are, we kind of died off. We didn't really finish the job entirely. Looks like Hannah switched over from vibes over to piano. Hannah, great job on the vibes. I like the four mallet technique. Yeah, so a lot of what I had to say is good pitch. You know, that's a big thing. A pitch across the section was good. Just mechanical things like where are you pointing your bell? Trumpets, it wasn't so bad for you. Your biggest thing is you need to make sure you're playing in the alleyway of the person in front of you. If you're playing to the back of the trombones, that's an issue. So make sure you're staggered in between them. Thank you. Yeah, I like the pitch there. Yeah, that's a nice dark sound. Yeah, so maybe like a drum statement at the end of the intro, just a splash of a cymbal, a little baby fill before the alto solo starts. I like the guide tones again. Yeah, that seems like a simple thing, but it's well executed, excuse me. Yeah, Luke, that's a nice pitch all over the horn. I like that. Maybe warm up the sound, like on, especially in the longer notes. Little vibrato. I think as you become more comfortable with that lead line, I would start to take some chances with it. Maybe you can do some sort of chromatic thing down to that. You know, in essence, state the melody, but make it your own. Careful on that line. Okay, support that, trumpets. Not sure what that is. Is that your, it's either your E or your F trumpets. We have a really good center of pitch right until there, and we kind of lost it a little bit. So, shake it out and recover. Da-da. Okay, I think it's that same pitch. The build up to that was good, but then we got there. We gave it up a little bit. So drummer, I wonder, rather than the backbeat on 2 and 4, maybe to break it up a little bit, rim click on 2 and 4. Like the 8th note broken accompaniment in the piano, especially way up high. Ascending line there. That was similar to the trumpets. Just chase down a couple of notes in there. Yeah. Da-da-da-da, that glissando there. I think he could have used all the way through there. Let's see if he finished this chord. Yeah, that was better. Yeah. We gave up a little too early on the first one, but we played right to the end of that one. Luke, nice job with that. So I continue to be impressed overall just by the level of intonation, given that this is really two jazz bands in one. So with some notable exceptions, the default has been pretty good. Yeah, a little bit more support and surety. Ba-ba-doo-dam. Yeah, good saxes. Stay away from the major third there. Yeah, good solo. Especially enjoyed that the trombonist came out and improvised over there. Again, for the size of the band, being able to restrain yourselves, I think that's commendable. There's a couple moments there I think that you could probably let it out a little bit more. I continue to think that on the swing tunes, we could bring just a ton more rhythmic drive from the bass. Probably two ways, both ways work at the same time. Turn up from the bass and the amp, and when you play, pull the string, because it's a percussion instrument, pull the string harder. So we're going to get more attack. The other thing you might do, too, is if you move your hand further down towards the lower pickup, you'll get more of a punchy sound. The strings stiffen up a little bit, but you'll definitely get more, you'll get a different attack down there. I like the timbale. I like just the Latin and percussion in general. It's solid. It's worked out. Yeah, we kind of ran out of ideas at the end. If I remember the chart, I think you are in A minor. So we might talk about some things that you could play in A minor that are sort of like default go-to licks. percussion. Brunswick, that's a great job. A lot of really great things happening there, and I really like the repertoire. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk of some of this, and then come down for the clinic. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.